To I, an amazing podcast that shares knowledge on the big questions in life we all want to know. Hosted by yours truly, Calvin J. So join us on season two as we take you from ignorance to illumination.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to another episode of I to I. I'm your host, Calvin J. And this week, I'm sarcastically confused. I'm genuinely sarcastically confused. Maybe you guys can help me out. Because I need to know, I really need to know, is legacy not a form of affirmative action? Am I confused? Am I missing something here? Right? Well, let's break it down. Well, we all know that legacy in regards to colleges and universities across America, legacy is essentially when a student's family, a particular student's parents, right? Their mom and dad, their grandparents, perhaps even great grandparents, has went to a university, and that student gets a bias. That student gets the nod to go to that university because of that legacy. So that's a bias. Even though the student next to that, you know, student may have the same grades, that student may get an easier pass or a bias because of that particular student's legacy. Especially if that legacy is associated with money. So that's what a legacy is, right? And many, many Ivy League universities across this country have thousands of students that has gained admissions off legacy. Now, let's visit affirmative action. Okay, affirmative action, as we know it, is when students, minority students across the country, gain admissions to particular colleges, and they have a bias because that college, I think it was Bill Clinton that implemented this. That particular college has to meet and sustain a certain level of minority admissions and of minorities. So, you know, Black, Mexican, Asian, whatever, non-white student population. They have to meet a quota, and they have to sustain that quota. And that quota is, you know, implemented by affirmative action, right? It's affirmative action to make sure that there's an equal opportunity of admissions in certain universities across the country. So I think the confusion for myself comes in when there are certain students in certain universities, they may feel a certain kind of way towards students that gained admissions via affirmative action. They feel as if they shouldn't have the right, or they shouldn't gain bias because they are a minority. So they feel like, hey, you know what, just because you're a Black kid, you know, you know, achieve the right, the academic right by itself to gain admission to this university like I did. And most students that think that way be the same students that is in that college or university because of a legacy. So I'm thinking, is not legacy a form of affirmative action? Is not legacy, when you look at them both side to side, is not legacy a form of select bias? Is it not a form of being able to go beyond objective academic criteria? If we're just going on objective academic criteria, then what's the need to put on an application that your parents and your grandparents went there as well? The fact that you put that down on an application for legacy fulfillment lets the school know that you should, or that you desire to have a certain bias, which is cool, you know, whatever. If you want to gain admission because, you know, your mom and your dad and your grandparents went to a certain school, that's fine. You know, I have nothing against that. My issue, my beef, is when those students hypocritically throw shade at the students that's in the seat next to them, that's in there on financial aid, and that's also in there off affirmative action. It just, it confuses me, it rubs me the wrong way, and I don't like it, right? It's ignorant, it's hypocritical, and it's just stupid and dumb, right? How can you look at someone and throw shade at them when you're in the same situation, just at the opposite end of the spectrum? But it's all bias. And as far as I'm concerned, super low key, there's only one bias that really, really deserve to be implemented. I think it's more important to have a college look more like America than it is to have it look like a family. But that's going down a whole rabbit hole that, you know, I don't want to go down. But all I'm saying is, if we want things to be completely fair, then we got to make it make sense. So give me you guys' opinion. What do you think? Do you think that, you know, legacy is not the same as affirmative action? Is it the same as affirmative action? Let's lay it all out there. You know, my opinion isn't, you know, the only opinion that matters. You know, I'm on this podcast here to have a conversation, to have an intellectual conversation, and to, you know, respect everyone else's opinion. So let's get out here and have a conversation about it and make it happen.